Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over the world. We had a caller hit us up from Bulgaria earlier in the week. Earlier in the show, we had a guest call us. It's great English by me, right? Call us from New Zealand. Thank you, Rosie White. She played soccer here in America, and she played soccer internationally for New Zealand. And we talked about the U.S. women's team. Oh, they suck right now. And they lose a game, they done. No World Cup. Good luck. Anyway, we talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady invested into soccer. Everybody's invested. Everybody loves soccer now, right? No. Yeah, I know some people still don't give a damn. That's fine. Michael Jordan officially out as owner of the Hornets. Every 5 minutes, a new team in college football decides that they want to leave their conference. It's always something, folks. You can't keep up. Can't keep up. LSU trying to head off cheating. They don't want their athletes, anybody in the building, to even have a gambling app on their phone. Good idea, good idea, good idea. And then we had the lights go out at the Hall of Fame game out in Canton. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets eighth stringers 21-16. Aaron Rodgers didn't play. Why would he? Deshaun Watson didn't play. Why would he? The lights went off in Canton, and then in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, how about this? We had a WNBA player light it up. We got a lot to do. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am online. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to Shep holding it down in New York City. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I told you the Hall of Fame game. Browns win 21-16. I told you the lights went out. The lights went out before the fourth quarter got started. And I don't know what they're doing out in Canton, Ohio, but if you're in Canton, can you tell me what went wrong? Who tripped the switch? Who didn't pay the bill? The stadium, Aaron Rodgers was sitting there in the dark. I'm sure he felt at home. He probably had memories from when he went into that darkness retreat. I mean, even on NBC, Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico, they didn't have no idea what was going on.
Currently,
we got to blame Aaron.
We're all having a darkness retreat.
We're all in it together now. That's good.
So we wait here for the moment and try to figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers just blessed everyone with a public darkness retreat. Lights go out in Canton. The NFL preseason is underway. We get a full slate of games starting Thursday into the weekend, next weekend. And so the NFL is back. The lights went off and the NFL is back. I told you in Phoenix, the lights were on. One of the most popular WNBA players, one of the most successful WNBA players ever, Diana Taurasi. Tonight she did something that has never been done in WNBA history. She hit the 10,000 point marker. No one in WNBA history has ever scored more than 10,000 points. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of Bally Sports.
Etch her name in the history books. Taurasi, three. Diana's done it. She is one of one. Taurasi is now the league's first 10,000 point scorer career.
Good for her. Damn it, she had 46. She thought she was, well, let me not say that. That's disrespectful. She had 46 points. I was going to compare her to somebody, but why? Why I got to compare her? She's her own woman. She had 46 points tonight. 46. The next highest scorer on the Phoenix Mercury, some woman named Megan Gustafson. She had 8 points. She's a center. And Mariah Jefferson, a much easier name, she had 8 points as well. In the Phoenix Mercury, man, I think after tonight or going into tonight, they had 7 wins and 19 losses. I mean, if Diana Taurasi, who is now 41 years old, if she got to do all this work, then I know why the team sucks. I was just in Phoenix, Arizona a few months ago, and I walk right by the arena. And man, her name is right out front. No, it's not Charles Barkley way. It's not, I don't know. It ain't Phoenix Gorilla way. It is Diana Taurasi. Good for her. Diana Taurasi way. 10,000 points, something never done in the WNBA. Good for her. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from Atlanta. We got a lot of calls. Let's get these calls in, so we can listen to DeMarcus Ware sing the national anthem again. And then we'll talk about Michael Jordan. We'll talk about these colleges moving all over the damn place. And we got a busy night. Hey, Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, big sir? My only thing about Messi is, what is your reaction to him saying he will not play in any match that does not have real grass, no artificial turf for him?
Well, I ain't mad at him. I mean, have you seen what these guys go through when they get their asses handed to them on these fake what you call it? The artificial turf? Nobody wants to play on that crap. It's concrete under there.
So, reference to his contract, do you think anything will change? I mean, obviously, he's here. He's already here. He'll continue to be here. But come on now. All these people are trying to pay money for you. I mean, he was at the Benz, you know, a couple weeks. He's not going to play?
What I have heard is that he prefers not to. I don't think he's made a bold statement that he won't. And I haven't found any athlete who wants to play on turf. Nobody wants to, man.
Okay. And last thing, the previous caller referencing Messi saying that he's playing G League players. Look at what he did in the Italian League. Look at what he did in La Liga. Look at what he did in the World Cup. Don't diss the MLS like that, saying we're G League. I get we're not as great as the rest of the world, but this man owns everybody, not just the MLS.
Yeah, I think I made that point to him.
Okay. Cheers, man. Have a great night. Come see me.
Well, no doubt, Brian. Appreciate you. Hey, I think, come see him. Where's he at? Is he at the strip club? I haven't been to one of those in a minute. Hey, Shep, you know where he wants me to see him at?
Yeah, I know Brian from Atlanta like the back of my hand. Of course they are.
So where is he? I know.
I mean, Peachtree would be my guess, right?
Peachtree?
That would be my best guess.
Which one?
Well, that's so you know it better than I would.
Wait, I think he has a restaurant here. Wait, let's see.
Really?
Yeah, I think Brian in restaurant. Yeah, hold on. I gotta look it up.
Is this the place Lou Williams went to?
No, that's called Magic City.
Okay, gotcha.
That is a name that will never be forgotten, okay? And Magic City also. Magic City has good wings.
What kind of magic are we talking about, by the way?
Who? What?
You said Magic City, but it's not the magic that we think of as kids. It's a different kind of magic, I would assume.
You come to Atlanta.
Right.
And then you can see Magic City.
Right.
Okay.
But it's not Houdini magic is what I'm alluding to.
No, nah, there's some people in there. They do tricks.
Oh, cool. But not that kind of tricks.
What?
But not those kind of tricks.
It depends. Gotcha. I saw a lady at Magic City. Let me say, how can I say this? I don't know if I can say this. I've seen money fly from one side of the room to the other, and it wasn't with a fan.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that it?
I'm glad I'm not part of that world. Yes.
I'm gonna take a phone call. Okay. You got another question about Magic City?
No, that's it. That's all I got. Nice job getting out of that, by the way.
Hey. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Colin is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Colin?
Hey, JR. Love the show. First time caller. I just wanted to piggyback off of what a previous caller talked about Michael Jordan. You guys are talking about how he doesn't really have a connection to the Carolina anymore.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Colin. I know. Yeah, I know Brian. I know. I'm going to go see Brian real soon. But go ahead, Colin. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was wondering, do you think this his selling of the Hornets, do you think that has anything to do with possibly his involvement in NASCAR? Because I know he owns the race team down in Carolina now.
Yeah.
I think he bought that a couple years ago. So do you know if possibly there's any chance that he just sees that as his main connection to the area? Because that NASCAR is so big down in Carolina.
No. And now that you make me think of it, I've had a chance to go to Charlotte, and I've gotten a tour of the Hall of Fame. At one point in time, they had me outside of Charlotte changing tires, so I know how to work a pit crew. And so I'm familiar. I don't think Michael Jordan left to just say, hey, I'm going to get down with NASCAR because NASCAR is Charlotte's basically the home and the hub and the Carolinas for NASCAR. No, man, the man left because he got $3 billion to leave. Hey, Colin, if I said here's $3 billion, do you care what you're doing next?
Oh, no. I take it and run.
Yeah, so I'm sure he's going to take a portion of that money because he's a billionaire, and he's going to reinvest it into things like NASCAR. But I don't think that's kind of a chief or so reason. I think he left because who needs this crap? Michael Jordan just turned 60 years old. He hasn't had success. He got enough money to last his whole bloodline. I mean, he's good. He got twin daughters that people don't even know about or talk about. The man he's swimming around with his wife who's like 20 years younger than him. What does Michael Jordan need, right? He ain't think about nothing.
Oh, I see what you're saying, but I guess it's not entirely what my point was, but it's mainly that if he didn't own the team, would he feel less inclined to get out? Just because I feel like part of the reason he was in the ownership to begin with was to kind of have like that thank you to the Carolina area. But since he has this other connection that he's involved with now, that maybe he feels less burdened or less obligated to hold on to the Hornets deal.
I don't think so. He got the Hornets because, yes, all things considered, he is from North Carolina, all things considered. The opportunity was there for him to buy in, and he bought in, and he left with money. Let's also keep in mind, before the opportunity came with Charlotte, there was an understanding when he first got with the Washington Wizards that he was going to be able to get his hands on that franchise. It didn't necessarily work out the way he thought it would, and he had to wait and buy his time until he got in with Bob Johnson and Charlotte, the Bobcats, and then ultimately purchased the entire team from him. So I hear your question, but I don't think that's the case. Is it a nicety?
Okay.
Is it a nicety? Yeah. and the opportunity presented itself, and who better to own a team in Charlotte than some guy named Michael Jordan, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. Well, thank you, Colin.
Yep, thank you.
All right, be well. Shout-outs to Colin, caller from Illinois. Lav Love, caller from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, sir? I call about the Michael Jordan thing. You were saying, you know, how they don't just love him in North Carolina. I think one of the reasons, or anywhere for that matter, I think the reason why that is, Jordan has never endeared himself to anyone from a personal standpoint. You know, he doesn't walk around North Carolina like he's one of the guys. Like, oh, we love the university. Jordan is like, yo, I'm here to put this ball in the hole. I'm here to score points and win championships. Outside of that, don't talk to me. And that's kind of the vibe and the energy he's always had. And I think people love you for the championships, but they don't love you long term for stuff like that. And
yeah,
I think that's one of the reasons, right?
Yeah, no, I said as much. I said he doesn't – it's not like he's out anywhere. It's not like he's visible. And, I mean, I'm not expecting Michael Jordan to go walking down, you know, the aisles of Walmart. But there's nothing public, nothing. He's global. It's Michael Jordan belongs to the world. He doesn't belong to a city or a state or an entity. And he belongs to brand Jordan, and that's pretty much what the hell it is. I agree with you, Lav.
Yeah, and I think that's his loyalty too. His loyalty is to the Jordan brand. I don't even think even if he could do that, I don't even think Jordan's that type of dude. The way he's made up, I don't think he's even made up to be friendly and frou-frou like that with people. I don't even think that's how he's constructed.
Well, when you're one of the most famous human beings on planet Earth, is there any other way to be, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because you have other celebrities who are big like that, and they endear themselves.
Well,
Oprah,
let's think.
Oprah's that big.
No, think about this. Let's go through this. If we got to think about global celebrities spanning the past 30 to 40 years, Michael Jordan is not at the peak of his popularity, but he is one of the most famous human beings to just be on planet Earth in the past 30 to 40 years. I don't know if I'd put Oprah in that category. I don't think so.
But what about Barack? But when you see Barack.
Yeah, there's Barack Obama, Beyonce. I mean, you could think about some of the pop stars.
And they give you that I want to hang out with you energy. Jordan doesn't give you that.
Do they? Beyonce?
Well, Barack does. When Barack talks, he's like, I would love to play golf with him.
We ain't just talking about Barack Obama, okay, who's a politician, by the way, and it's in his best interest to at least some type of way come across as personable. I look at Beyonce. Beyonce, it's like Beyonce walks on water. Beyonce doesn't give a vibe of, oh, man, I could sit down and have brunch with Beyonce. Beyonce is like on a pedestal, man. I can think about
it.
She doesn't?
No. To the people that are in the Beehive, she gives off that energy. They feel like
is the point. Beyonce, do you see Beyonce sitting down doing interviews?
No.
Does Beyonce walk around in Houston and pop up at the local, you know, no. Michael Jordan, look, Rihanna don't talk to nobody either. And so it's tough, man. It's not everybody is like that. And Jordan, he predates everybody I just mentioned by about, I don't know, maybe 15 to 20 years. So I don't know what it feels like. Yeah, but sure, he's transcended all of that. I don't know what it feels like to be Michael Jordan. I got no idea.
I totally agree. I mean,
I want to talk to nobody either.
Come on, you got to want to share it. What fun is it to be in a position of Jordan if you can't? And I'm not saying Jordan should be, like you said, I'm not saying Jordan should be at the Waffle House ordering anything like that. But would it kill Jordan to show up to an event, a pep rally at North Carolina? Would it kill him to do that?
I just said I've seen him in person I've seen him at the Final Four. I see he was right there. He was right in front of me. I saw him.
Yeah, but we talk about the regular stuff, the stuff where the students see him come to the campus.
He's popped up at game. Why he want to go through all of that? The security, it's burdensome. Like, hey, come on. You ain't doing that. It's Michael Jordan. Is he going to show up to the first day, or is he going to show up to the graduation? Come on.
We just want him to show up. We just want him to show up.
Yeah, the important things. Graduation. Hey, Lav, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, appreciate it. I listen to you. When I'm on the way home from shows, I listen to you every night.
Oh, thanks. What shows you be doing?
You don't remember, Jay. I sat in with you on V103 one morning, the comedian that sat in with you that morning.
Oh, that's you? That's you, Lav? Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, come on. Do you know how many people I talk to?
Hey, I'm not bugging. Trust me, I understand. So,
where are you coming? You had a show tonight?
Yes, I'm in the city tonight. I was at a spot called Monticello.
Oh, yeah, I know Monticello. The cigar joint?
Yep, the cigar joint. We do comedy there on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I know. What time do you start?
8:30.
Why you start before I got to start? That's not fair to me.
Hey, man, I got to start when the money's in there.
I understand. All right, Lav. Hey, hit me up so I can figure out a day to come through, okay?
I will do that.
All right, thank you, Lav.
I want to hear Lav love on marriage licenses.
It costs money, Shep. It costs money.
It costs money. That's a payday. That's a payday.
It costs money. I'll catch you later, Lav, okay?
All right. Keep doing your thing.
No doubt. Shout out to Lav for calling from here in Atlanta. 855-218. Shep, what happened here? What's going on?
No, man. Like, that's amazing. You guys have spoken on the air together before, like, in person? Like, that's so
cool.
Yeah,
we worked in a big old studio. V103, big station here. Yeah.
And I'm, you know, it's amazing how many people will call your show.
Right.
That, like, are relatively famous and well-known in their particular field. And then, like, I look up their stuff, and they actually are pretty prominent in their line of work. Like, he's done some things, Lav Love.
Oh, yeah. Well, Shep, Shep, I've been around a minute, man.
I know you have. I'm just impressed with his comedy career. It's not an easy field to be successful in.
Well, it's not. I should have asked him to give you a joke about Magic City. That's what I should have did.
Well, next time.
Okay. And next time, shout outs to see, people think I'm joking when I say things like this. There is someone listening to me right now who is leaving or going to Magic City. That I know is a fact. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Since we doing so much damn talking about Michael Jordan, you know who spoke about Michael Jordan over the weekend? Charles Barkley. You want to know what he had to say about his old friend Michael Jordan? You're going to hear it from his own mouth on the other side of the break. And I'm going to get to your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want to get out? You can contact Wesley Financial Group now, and you can get a free timeshare exit information kit. WesleyFinancialGroup.com. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Michael Jordan. Finally got rid of those Hornets. It's official. He gone. He still has a minority share in the team, but he is not the boss. He is not the Don. He is, I can continue on, but I will not. He's out of there. Someone who had an interview over the weekend, this past weekend on 60 Minutes, which airs on Sunday nights, was Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley sat down with 60 Minutes and he talked all things that Charles Barkley would have an opinion on, which is everything. And he did it in entertaining fashion. And Charles Barkley was asked about his relationship with you-know-who. I guess this is his former best friend, Michael Jordan. Take a listen to this.
Been a while since you and Michael Jordan spoke.
Michael disagreed with something I said, and he broke off the friendship.
Born 3 days apart, Barkley and Jordan were once the best of friends. But as Jordan struggled as owner of the Charlotte Hornets, Barkley minced no words.
And what I said, I think that he don't have enough people around him going to tell him no. And he got really offended, and we haven't spoken. I have zero credibility if I criticize other people in the same boat and not criticize my best friend.
Even if you have nothing to apologize for, you think of just picking up the phone and trying to repair this thing with Michael?
I got an ego too, John. You can't be great at something like, that doesn't get you right to be a jerk.
You think you'll resolve this eventually?
He got my number.
Damn. But why could these guys are 60 years old. Come on. And Michael, and we know Michael Jordan's competitive as hell. We know that. Standing up there in Springfield at his Hall of Fame induction, and sounds like he's still bitter over guys in high school. Like, whoa, take it easy, man. It's about you. You still bringing up old news. So I guess I answered my question. Can you be that angry? That bitter? That's like, why can't you call Charles on the side and be like, hey, man, why are you killing me on TV? You just cut it cold. Ow. Ouch. I guess he couldn't be Michael Jordan if he didn't have that type of attitude when he played. But come on, man. Y'all are buddies. Okay, yeah, sure, you beat him in the finals, but y'all are buddies. Dream Team. That amazing all-time great movie Space Jam. Yeah, I remember Charles Barkley in Space Jam. I remember. Y'all should be able to just be buddies forever just based off of that. Y'all are 60 years old. Was Michael Jordan going to kiss and hug Charles Barkley when they're 75? When they're 80? Charles Barkley gets there. I mean, he likes to eat. He likes to drink. I don't know. Come on now. We can do better than that. Be friends. Hey, Shep, it bothers me that they're not friends. I want them to be friends.
Yeah, me too. Do you think Kobe's passing would have softened Mike, you know?
He only cared about as my little brother. He's gone. And near this. That's the end. That's a cutthroat dude, man. I guess he needed to be. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don is here from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Don?
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. What's up?
Hey, nothing. I just wanted to say thanks much. I listen to you every night leaving Logan Airport, heading to Cape Cod, and you got a great show. I love you guys for it, and the best sports radio show that I've heard. And I just want to – we'd love to see you up here if you ever make a trip up here.
Oh, man, I'll go up there and sit in WEI. I go up there. I do.
Yeah,
I haven't been in about a year, but I go.
Oh, I'd love to, if I know you're coming, love to see you, have lunch with you. Like I said, I listen to you all the time coming back from work. So I just want to say, keep up the great work.
Thanks.
We'd love to see you get a summer house up here, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro. But I'll tell you this, it ain't going to be, you ain't going to see me in the wintertime.
You
no,
get used to it. We'll get you some snow boots. You'll fit right in.
Oh, listen, I got a pair of boots, and I try to keep them in the closet, man. Hey, thank you, Don.
Thanks much, Derek.
Appreciate you. No doubt about it. Yeah, oof. I mean, I've been some cold-ass places, man. One of the coldest places. I've been in Vancouver, Montreal to host preseason games. Good. Ain't no real NBA coming back to Vancouver. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Boston, oof. And I ain't no punk. I got no problem. I'm joking. I got no problem with cold weather. None. Zero. But if I have a preference, why am I going when it's 20 degrees? I ain't trying to go to Boston when it's 20 and that wind is whipping off of the water. I don't need that in my life. For what? I froze in my life. I've been there, done that. And this is the funny part. Every part of the country has its own type of cold. It's different. Like, I've been cold. The Brooklyn Bridge. People don't know. Off the Brooklyn. Hey, Shep, have you ever been down in Wall Street when the wind is whipping through the buildings off of the East River?
Oh, yeah. It always waits till you get outside the door. That's Richard Pryor's line. Absolutely. It's the worst.
It is sharp. It's like knives stabbing you in your skin. It is terrible. I've been in the Midwest, Indianapolis. Oh, my God. Some of the driest concrete cold ever. I've been in Boston in cold. I've been in Toronto where it was literally negative 20 outside. Not real feel, negative 20. And you feel your flesh burning. So cold it burns. But I ain't going to Boston, man. Nope, no sorry. I'll go between, hey, Marco, when's a good time to go to Boston? I have a feeling, I know what you're going to say, but when's a good time to go?
Probably the spring, I would think. I mean, in the summer, obviously, that's a nice time. But I would say the spring, that's a nice little, maybe head to Fenway early in the season. I know it's still kind of cold, but still.
March, nice. March to?
No, I was thinking more like May-ish.
May-ish. Okay. All right, yeah, May's nice, yeah. You been up in Fenway?
I've never been to Fenway. I've been to Boston a lot, but I've never actually gone to Fenway. I didn't realize, because it's right outside. It's kind of a funky thing. Like, if you don't look up, I was on the streets, and it was like, oh, Fenway's got to be around here somewhere, right? And they're like, you're right there. I was like, oh, hell yeah, how about, it just seems like a wall when you're on the streets. You don't even realize it.
Yeah, the monster, right?
Yeah.
Left field,
yep.
Yeah. Isn't it the bathroom in that Manny Ramirez went peeing in there one time, right?
Not one time. Many times. Yeah. There's only a few times he was a little late coming out, you know, in between innings.
Oh, but, so you think there was more than a one in there?
Yeah. Manny used to like to go in there. That was kind of like
his. Number two in there too, in the wall?
You know, I don't know. I've never been inside the wall, but I Manny seemed to frequent that wall many times.
You got baseball players crapping in walls. Like, what?
If you gotta go, you gotta go. And by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this. You saw the recent clip of him swinging the bat at 51 years old? He could still rake.
I'm not surprised. That dude is—he's a special human being. I'm not shocked, man.
He really is.
And where's he swinging at? He's in Japan or Taiwan? What's he doing?
I'm not sure. He was taking practice swings. And honestly, guys, it looked like it reminds me of Barry Bonds. Like, they could have played. Bonds could have played into his 50s. Manny could have played into his 50s. I'm certain of that. With those two guys, with those swings.
Yeah, but man, well, Barry Bonds, he liked the cream and the clear.
Yeah, Manny didn't exactly do things the Cal Ripken, Tony Gwynn way either. I'm well aware of that. I just, you know, it's just. And by the way, speaking of Boston, it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Have you guys ever seen Goodwill Hunting? Speaking of Boston,
mm-hmm. Isn't that with Matt Damon?
Yeah, probably.
Nope.
You know, you've never seen it?
No, I've seen Bourne Supremacy.
You've never seen Good Will Hunting?
No. What is he? He's in school or something,
man,
right?
Man, it's going to hit you so hard in your I don't even know your age, but it's going to hit you so hard where you are in your life right now because the reason I say that is because it hits you, you are a grown adult. You've lived a full life at this
point.
Don't
be so sure, but go ahead.
it's going to hit you in a certain way. I guarantee you. And I know you're not a crier. Okay. You're going to cry when you finish that movie. I can't believe you've never seen it before, but you can't.
Is that a challenge?
No, you're going to cry. You're going to cry.
I doubt
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Jared's going to cry during Good Will Hunting. You can't not watch it and not cry.
It's about a kid in school, isn't it?
Yeah, but okay,
kind
of. It's like, okay, think of it this way. If you have a very close relationship or a strife between you and your dad and you watch Field of Dreams, you're going to cry at the end of that movie.
Okay.
And that's why you're going to cry in Good Will Hunting, just because you see an individual just completely have his life turned around by one person who never stops believing in him. Okay. And the guy that never stops believing in him is simply one of one in terms of entertainment, that being Robin Williams. It's incredible.
I'll say this. And look, I'm not somebody that's like, oh, I've never cried. I've cried at movies. There is, if you ever saw
I
The Straight Story.
Terminator 2. Yeah, I cried.
When he gets lowered down, that's good.
Yeah,
I like
they
that.
They lowered him, and he gave him the thumbs up. Yeah. I broke down.
Yeah, there you go. But no, Good Will Hunting did not even come close to making me shed a tear. Oh, I got to really? It's a good movie.
Have you watched it recently?
No.
Okay, watch it recently.
What did it come out, like 1994, right?
90s. And Robin, that was his only Oscar as an actor. And Matt was so good in that as a complete newcomer, he actually got nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah, well, in 1997, I was watching the Titanic come out, right? Titanic.
Same year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched Titanic. I wasn't watching Good Will Hunting. Well, I was watching Leonardo DiCaprio freeze his ass off.
Yeah, Rose should have given up the raft. But you guys want to hear something crazy, too?
What?
That movie was so good. Titanic had the most Oscars nominated in the history of cinema at that particular time. I think, like, Lord of the Rings ended up surpassing it. Mm-hmm. But that Good Will Hunting movie was so good, it won for best screenplay over Titanic.
Wow. All right. Well, the Titanic has massive influence. It has billionaires floating into the ocean, in submersives. It's a very influential movie. But anyway, I'll watch Good Will Hunting, and I'll let you know.
So
the,
good. It's so
comedy
good,
J.R.
You have
to,
J.R., if there's one movie I ever recommend you watching, it is it is Good Will Hunting.
Well,
it's that
you
good.
Recommend Good Will Hunting to me. If there's one place I recommend you visit, it's Magic City. So we both got homework, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, it's the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard from Charles Barkley. We talked about Good Will Hunting. We're going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? I love your show, man. I listen to you every night when I'm getting off work. You take me to the palace every night, buddy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man. How many more home runs? Shohei Ohtani, this... Hey, Shep, he's not a real person. He's not. He's a robot. He's not a human. 40 home runs, and then he pitches too, and then his hand was cramping up. And so Shep, what happened? He was pitching and he hit a home run tonight.
Yeah, he was pitching. Obviously, he was then then he became a DH. We have that home run if you want to hear it.
Yeah, why not? Let's hear the robot hit a home run.
C.J. Chrome base hit.
Here he swings at this one, drives the ball deep out there into right field, and that one is out of here. Ohtani just did what everyone came out to the ballpark to see. Hits a home run, number 40 of the season. Angels add on. It's 3-1, and it's showtime.
It's from the Angels Radio Network. He is not a human being. He is a robot. He might be, I know we talked about movies, he might be the Terminator. Think about these numbers for the season. Shohei Ohtani has played in 108 games. 108. 40 home runs, 82 RBIs, 70 walks. He has an on-base percentage of 41. And I know people don't give a damn about batting averages anymore, but I do. He has a batting average. He's batting .310. His OPS is over one. And then if we want to think about him as a pitcher, he has started 20 games. He has started more games as a pitcher than anybody else in their starting rotation. 20 starts. 120 and two-thirds innings, 156 strikeouts in 120-plus innings. His ERA, I know it's crept up a little bit, 3.4. and they had to pull him today because he started having cramps in his hand. They needed to change the oil in his hand, basically. I know he's been having hand trouble. He got a busted fingernail here, and a hand is cramping here. Shohei Ohtani's a robot. Let's just give him the damn MVP. Unfortunately for the Angels, they lost tonight. The Angels were taking on Seattle, and they caught an L 5-3. Now they have lost three straight games. I know there was a lot of optimism bringing in Lucas Giolito. Sorry, this ain't the move. Shohei probably going to the Dodgers in a few months. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Coleman is here from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
How are you? Go ahead, quickly.
Oh, okay, quickly. I just wanted to get in and see your thoughts about I like that Oklahoma and Texas is coming to the SEC. I think it's going to be better competition for all teams. It's going to make them both better. And you know, Georgia's my team, so they'll
you
be
think
able
it's
to play
gonna
them,
make how long is it going to take for them to be better? They're going to get smashed for the first couple of years.
Well, I don't know. Okay, so I think their recruitment will go. You're right. So I give it a couple years, but they're going to start recruiting people, and more kids are going to want to go play over there at Oklahoma and Texas. And then once they start playing teams like Alabama, LSU, it's just going to be better watch for. It's going to be more people watching them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but not out of the gate. I actually see a dilution of the talent pool, because it's not like Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. It's not like they're the only schools that are going to be moving around. I mean, the Big 12 is going to get Colorado back. I mean, you don't think that it's going to be easier for somebody like Deion Sanders to kind of, you know, dip his toe into more of the South? I mean, I wouldn't be so sure. I don't know. Okay. It's going to take time for Oklahoma and Texas to get used to not just going out there and gunslinging.
Yeah, true. All right, well, I'll leave you with this. Just tell Shepard to watch Future, that Magic music video, and then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, Coleman, thank you.
Y'all have a good night. Bye.
All right, thank you, Coleman. You're talking about Future. Hey, Shep, you listen to Future?
I know of Future, but I don't listen to him.
Yeah, he's the he's a musician, yeah. So he hates Russell Wilson. Because, I know Erica. Hey, shouts to Erica Ayala, CBS Sports WNBA analyst. I love it. Here's the deal. Future has a son with Ciara, right? And so now Russell Wilson is the stepdad to the child. And so Future hates Russell Wilson's guts. He brings him up every few songs. Yeah, Shep just learned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll hear DeMarcus Ware sing on the other side of the break.
Nine out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.